You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Colorado Rockies. Hello, everybody. I'm Allison Twitter from MLB.com, here with Thomas Harding, my good friend and intrepid reporter who covers the Rockies. And Thomas, you know, I'm trying not to make this all doom and gloom, but there seems to be a lot of aches and pains on this team. Let's start with Adam Ottavino. What is going on with him, and how long is he going to be out?
That is a good question. It's going to take another examination on that, the right triceps, and then there's something going on in the elbow. There's inflammation. Usually when you're told there's inflammation, it's, okay, we know there's something, and we're going to have to look further to see it. I mean, is it in the elbow joint? Is there a ligament issue? Is there a bursa sac? I've been hearing from doctors and everyone else asking me questions, but they're questions I can't answer because I'm not a doctor, nor do I play one on the Internet. If the inflammation goes down and there isn't any further damage in a spot that's concerning, then this may just be a 15-day thing. However, whenever they're saying that we're finding inflammation in the elbow, then you start wondering. And that's where we are right now. Right now we're wondering, and I'm sure we can speculate till the cows come home, but we don't know yet is the final answer that I have.
The thing that we do know is that that's a total bummer because he was having a nice start to the season. No earned runs in 10 and the third innings, had settled nicely into closing games, and now this kind of just throws everything off a little bit. I guess John Asford is going to close in his place, but it's hard to replace what Ottavino was contributing.
Yes, it is. I will say when they put together the bullpen for this year, they had LaTroy Hawkins as the closer, but they were going to segue into something else. Even Hawkins was part of recruiting Axford here. So I think that there was some thought that it could be turned over to Axford. Then Ottavino showed up, and they've always thought Ottavino was a closer in his future. But what they didn't know was when would it be that he would be able to get out left-handed hitters. His fastball picked up last season, added a few miles per hour on it. He was hitting 97 and 98 in the second half of the year. And he started throwing a cutter that he really worked on during the offseason. And all those things helped him be able to get out right and left-handed hitters. They added to his slider, which is the big devastating pitch against right-handers, and it made him closer material. Now, here's my question, since I'm not a doctor, but we might as well act like we are. He's a guy who picked up a few miles an hour on his fastball. Then the early part of this season, we're seeing an injury. And it seems like Brandon McCarthy, he was throwing harder than ever before, and now he's having Tommy John surgery. I just wonder if those certain spikes in velocity put you at risk. But there it is. That's my medical minute for the day, and I'll leave it at that.
Hey, it sounds pretty good. You might want to try to patent that and take it on the road with you.
Yeah, you know, I could put an MD behind my name, and who knows, people would be willing to pay for me.
So, I'm looking at the Rockies, their record, of course, extremely early in the season, and Ottavino was a big reason why. They had a nice little run here. Interestingly enough, they're not doing as well at home as they are on the road, so this is just a complete opposite from what was going on last year. But they're hanging around a little bit. And have you been pretty impressed with just the overall play of this team so far through less than 20 games of the season?
Yeah, I've liked what they've done overall, but I do go back and caution. Last year they were 8-8 in April, okay? And then they finished 21-60 on the road. We talked about the road. They started slowly at home last year also and picked up as it went. I think that the home record will pick up. The question is, will they be able to maintain on the road? And as I've said many times, I'm starting to sound like a broken record. They've had their best road record in their history was 41-40. If they can just play somewhere near .500 ball on the road by the time the season ends, and then you look at what they're known to do at home, they've got a chance to be a contender.
Now, let's look at the rotation, because that was, I just remember talking to you at spring training toward the end, and we weren't even able to really piece together what the rotation might be, and that was just a couple days before opening day. So a couple of these guys have settled in. I mean, Matzik, Lyles, Butler, really nice ERAs. What have you seen from those three?
I think especially when you look at the three of them, these are guys who are 24 or younger, okay? And Matzik and Lyles were actually born on the same day, and then Butler turned 24 in March. So these are guys that I believe are going to get better, especially Butler, because that 96-mile-an-hour fastball is really something. The question will be, how will things go this season? There will be some ups and downs. Right now, they're not getting as deep in the games as you would like. Matzik looked like he was heading that way on Monday, but he had a cramp in his left hamstring, and they're saying that it's okay. We're still not sure yet until he gets back on the mound. But those are guys that you can build a little bit around. And if they continue to pitch well, continue to keep the team in games, and they continue to have a good bullpen, they're good pieces to have.
One of the prolific hitters on the team, he had a rough go of it just with Carlos Gonzalez being the one who unfortunately hit the ball right back to Archie Bradley's face. And I know he was pretty traumatized by it. Of course, a lot of the attention is on the guy who got hit, and rightfully so. So Archie Bradley seems to be doing well. But Carlos Gonzalez, he just found, from what I was reading from the quotes coming from him, that he was just completely devastated over what happened. How was he?
I was not with the team last night when that occurred, but knowing Cargo as I do, yeah, he's going to be a little bit bothered by it. I don't think it'll affect him much going forward, but certainly seeing an incident like that it's very tough. I've seen this happen many times in baseball when you end up hurting another player. It's tough. I think it's harder. It happens rare. It's rare with hitters where they hit a line drive and hit a pitcher in the face. I think it's tough on pitchers because a lot of times a pitch will get away and they'll hit a batter and maybe hit him in a really bad place. But yet they can't show that emotion there because they feel like it's a weakness for the next hitters that are coming up. So, you know, it's a game where people do tend to have respect for people within the game. I mean, because they all know that it could be them at some point.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And I know that there's, I don't know if it's an ironic thing or what the word is, but for pitchers that are wearing the protective thing around their in their hats to protect their heads, and really nothing. There's just no way to protect themselves from a comebacker. I mean, it's just, and that seems to be more of a problem than actually getting hit in the head.
Yeah, because if you look at the way those things are designed, the most dangerous hits back to the mound are the ones that hit you in the temple. And some of those cover the temple better than others, but the temple is a very hard place to cover. I mean, you know, are we going to get to the day where, like you have in women's fast pitch softball, where a lot of the pitchers wear kind of a mask, almost like a hockey type mask? You do lose some vision with that, but that may be the only thing that can protect the face here. I do like the idea of some sort of head or facial protection because certainly if you get hit in the temple or in the head, that's when it really gets dangerous as far as concussions are concerned and the fractures are in a dangerous place. I'm not sure we're there yet, but I think it's something that the people who do put together baseball equipment need to continue working on.
Well, I don't want to end on an unhappy note, so I was doing some research on some of the hitters, and I told you we were going to talk about this. Some good batting averages with runners in scoring position. So Nolan Arenado, Troy Tulowitzki, LeMahieu, all hitting very, very well with runners in scoring position. So clutch hitting doesn't seem to be an issue right now, which is nice to see.
Yeah, I think they're doing pretty well offensively. The guy that I'm really impressed with right now is DJ LeMahieu, who is batting eighth or ninth in the lineup because sometimes they do put their pitcher eighth. This is a guy that has really good bat control for situational hitting, except for the hit and run. There are times when he misses on that, but I think with him, his approach when there isn't something called just works. It simply works. When there are guys on base, it worked even in the past before he got to this point. Last year he went through a horrible slump, but you take that slump in the kind of middle of the season out, and he's been one of the better hitters on this team with runners in scoring position. Of course, you expect that of Troy Tulowitzki and Nolan Arenado. It seems everything he does, it just seems to get better year after year.
Well, it's going to be an interesting team to watch all season long. I just think that the Rockies are going to be a team that we want to keep our eye on, especially with the good starting pitching. So, Thomas, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks for having me.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.